Welcome to the Jen and Julie podcast, Savvy Moms of the Treasure Valley. I'm Jen, your resident girl mom.
And I'm Julie, your resident boy mom. We're here to guide you through motherhood in the Treasure Valley.
So here we are.
Yeah.
Our first podcast. I'm Jennifer. I like to say the self-proclaimed girl mom, former corporate wife, mom, all the things, and decided to give up the corporate career and become an entrepreneur. I now own multiple businesses, and we've recently moved to the Treasure Valley.
I'm Julie. I have been in the Treasure Valley for only 4 years, and I am a boy mom, and I don't know what I would do with girls, so I am not a self-proclaimed, but I'm going to proclaim it now. I am for sure a boy mom. I have been a stay-at-home mom. I was a homeschooling mom. I had a career as a teacher. And then I became an accidental entrepreneur when my husband started buying a lot of businesses and somebody had to run them.
I love that it was an accidental entrepreneur. I mean, what a thing to fall into.
And it's funny. I think about it like I love everything that I do. But truly, there's no plan. I didn't think someday I was going to grow up and do this. It was like, oh, I think we're going to run a business today. And all the businesses are somewhat accidental.
You know, I actually tried to be a stay-at-home mom. And shout out to all the stay-at-home moms. It was really hard. It was much harder than I thought. It only lasted for about 9 months. That was the max. My picture may or may not be framed in a CVS for crazy couponing. So I felt like I just replaced working hours with some crazy, I don't know, habits, hobbies.
I really enjoyed being a stay-at-home mom. And I did that for maybe 7 or 8 years. I need to do the math one day. And it actually might have been 10 years that I did that for. But I was never really the stay-at-home mom who stayed at home. I was then the room mom. And then I was like the homeschooling chair, or I ran a bunch of courses, or I was in charge at Cub Scouts. I just never just stayed at home. So I've always been that career-oriented working person without a job.
But that's what I think about a lot of stay-at-home moms. I mean, they are so talented. And when a woman will introduce and say, I just stay home with the kids, I'm like, no, you don't just stay home with the kids, because usually there are a million other things they do. And I always think like, man, I could build one heck of a resume for someone who's been home with their kids for 10 years, because you're a chauffeur, you are organizing school activities, you're doing all these things. So,
oh my gosh, I think about that, all the different things that I've done as a mom. And I always tell people I've like lived all these different lives. So I have worked for somebody, and I was, you know, an employee, and I had a baby. So I was a full-time working mom as an employee. And then I was just a stay-at-home mom for a very short time when I had my second baby. I didn't really do anything else. And then I was a homeschooling mom. And then I was, you know, all the other types of moms. And then all of a sudden, I went back to work as an entrepreneur and had kids full-time. And I was still homeschooling when I first did that. So then I was like, really the crazy mom. But It feels like a lot of different lives, and I don't want to do any of them again.
And it's such a pull, though, because then there's always this guilt of, you know, when I did want to go back to work, I felt, you know, almost terrible. Like, does it mean I don't love my kids? I absolutely love my kids. And now, even now, I mean, I did go back to the corporate world for about a year, and then I realized there were pieces of being a stay-at-home mom I liked, but I also like having an income because we like to travel and I like things and I like getting my hair done and my nails done. I don't know. There was just this like guilt piece of like asking my husband for money, which he's never that way. He never even looked at it that way.
I think there are people who they are domestic engineers and they are so good at what they do. To me, it was the monotony. I couldn't continue. I didn't enjoy doing any of those things. I enjoyed spending time with my children, but all the other monotonous stuff, I did not want to do. Part of what I like about being an entrepreneur is like every day is different. Every day is crazy.
Yeah.
And you never really know. So we're both new to the Treasure Valley. We both moved to Idaho in the last 5 years. So I had mentioned before, I've been here for 4 years.
We're about to hit our 2-year anniversary. So.
And as a mom in the Treasure Valley, just like a mom anywhere, you're trying to navigate what it is that works well for your family, for your kids, trying to figure out how things work, because everywhere is just a tiny bit different. And you definitely need to know the ins and outs of what's going on. So we're here for people who are new moms. We're here for people who are new to the Treasure Valley. We're here for people who are old moms and tired of thinking of ideas. And we're going to help you do that.
Yeah. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, an entrepreneur mom, a corporate mom, you know, working mom, whatever it is, I would say between Julie and I, we've probably experienced all of those things.
And I'm going to tell you, I do not claim to ever have an original thought for my children.
My favorite line from Julie is, if you want to know something, Google it.
Yes. I am the queen of Google it. Get on Pinterest. You can find anything. And sometimes I'll find things and think, why didn't anybody do this? This seems like, this doesn't seem that hard to do. And I think we take our time, we spend our time as moms trying to reinvent the wheel all the time. And I'm going to tell you where I learned this from. I was a teacher. And as a teacher, when you're going through whatever credentialing teaching program that you go through, one of the main things I think they teach you is somebody already did this. Stop trying to figure it out for yourself. Do it. You know, you just figure out who did it and do it for you, make it your own. But you know, copy, steal. No, don't do that. Don't copy, don't steal. But the whole idea that you don't have to reinvent anything. So we're here to tell you all about the things that are about the Treasure Valley that maybe people who aren't from here don't know. And maybe you are from here and you don't know these things.
And the things we've learned along the way. I mean, my first year was difficult, exciting. I mean, all the things. And you know, sometimes you feel stupid to ask questions, and I kind of wish there was a podcast I could go in and hit play on and just heard all the things I should know.
Well, and then also there are things I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. I want to do that. I didn't know it existed. I didn't even know to ask the question. You know, and that's a lot of times people don't, if you don't even know to ask the question, how can you possibly figure out the answer? So today, we're going to tell you about some of the things that we learned about Idaho that we had no idea.
And even things that are big to your kids. I mean, so we came here. I had a friend that told me, if you're going to move, you got to do it before your kids get in middle school, because middle school is hard, which I've realized, yes, it is hard. So I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Jump in and tell you that personally, I think middle school is the hardest age. If you've got a baby, enjoy it. Seems hard. It's physically hard. But middle school is physically hard because there's a lot of things that they still can't do for themselves. It's also mentally hard because there's a lot of mental stuff they can't do for themselves.
Yeah. And I think emotionally, hormones are raging. They don't know what they're going through, experiencing. So it's been tough navigating middle school. But so I have a 13-year-old daughter in middle school, and I have a 10-year-old in elementary school. One of the first things we realized, she went to school with her water bottle and she didn't have enough stickers. I thought, what a funny thing to be upset about. Sticker trading is huge. And if you have Dutch Bros stickers, that's a bonus.
So I have, my kids are different ages, still same problem. So I have a 22-year-old son, an 18-year-old son, and both of them are out of high school now. And then I have a 12-year-old that is in middle school, and I have a 7-year-old. Sorry, they keep changing ages. So
I know.
It makes me I have to think about how old they all are. But all of them like stickers on their water bottle. Now, before we moved here, I had bought them stickers, like from if we had gone somewhere or, you know, I went on Amazon and bought some because they wanted some, like, superhero ones. But I did not know about the sticker trading. I did not know about Dutch Bros. Even my oldest son was like, hey, Mom, could you stop at Dutch Bros and get me a sticker? And he doesn't live in the state any longer. And I was like, no, I'm not stopping at Dutch Bros.
Yeah, those are very coveted stickers.
Well, it turns out I would have had to go really early. So Jen did share that with me.
Speaking of Dutch Bros, the coffee shops in Idaho. I mean, I feel like we have more coffee shops on every corner than I ever remember seeing. Well, I'm from California, so we'll just get that out there. In California, it's Starbucks. Like, it just is. It's Starbucks. Maybe the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, but
Pikes, maybe.
But for the most part, it's Starbucks. Now, Idaho, you've got options. And
they're chains. They're not even just, like, a single option. It's like they're not mom and pop shops. I mean, I suppose they are. They're smaller chains, but there's a lot of them. So you can learn to like a coffee, go to Idaho Falls, and it's still there. Or go to Twin Falls, and it's still there. I haven't been to Coeur d'Alene, so I don't know about that.
And you have to know, too, if you're someone that likes to go sit in a coffee shop, those are not options. If you are a human being person or a Dutch Bros, there is no lobby. You can't go sit and have coffee.
So in that case, I would say Idahoans are more into their actual coffee than having coffee.
Yes.
So, like, I guess the Starbucks feel is we're going to go and have coffee, whether you like coffee or not. But here in Idaho, we just are there for the coffee.
Yeah, and I'm more of a tea person, but... you know, that was a thing to do, was go meet for coffee, and you'd sit in the Starbucks lobby. Mm-hmm. There are some cool. So Black Rock does have one that's got a lobby. If you're in the Treasure Valley, it's on Fairview, I think.
Oh, is there one? There's also one on Chinden, the one that's over on Chinden and Linder. That one has a nice lobby as well.
Oh, okay. So there are a few with lobbies, but you really have to look ahead of time, because I made that mistake when I was trying to meet someone for the first time. We pulled up and realized, oh, there's not a lobby.
There's a Dutch Bros that I think has a lobby too in, I think it's Boise, not Garden City, but it's on State Street. I've only driven past it. I haven't been in. So, but I think that one has a lobby. Something that you introduced me to that I thought was interesting, I did not know about, is the soda shops. So I had seen these, and because I didn't really understand what they were, I never went to one. And we don't drink a ton of soda in our house, so it wasn't something that I really thought about. But we went to an event with you, and there was a Sodalicious next door, and we went in. Well, now my kids are hooked. So I guess the soda shops are a thing.
It's a big thing. And you guys, if you're thinking soda shops, they're drive-through sodas. Oh, and by the way, they'll give you a cookie. Or you can add popcorn. It's like these things I didn't know. Yeah, popcorn too. It's so delicious. And I'm realizing they're going to get some competitors. There's going to be a new Fizz opening on Linder and Chinden, which is also going to be a drive-through soda. I do love my Diet Coke, I'll admit. I know people say it's terrible, it's going to kill me, but I'm always like, there's always something worse, right, than diet soda.
Yes, I don't do drugs.
Yeah, there you go. So
diet soda is going to be it for me.
Yeah. I mean, if it's the worst thing I'm doing, give me a break. But yeah, soda shops are big. And the flavors. I mean, they're like, do you want fresh lime? Do you want sweet cream? Do you want this? Do you want that? I'm like, I don't know. I just drink Diet Coke straight, plain.
But I think I still don't really understand all that I can do at a Sodalicious, because I get panicky in the drive-thru. I'm like, I have to hurry up and make a decision. I don't have the time to like stare at the menu for a really long time. I think I need to go in and pretend like I may be meeting somebody so I could just like stare at the menu for a really long time and find out all the different options I have. And sometimes when I'm given all those options, I get a little bit overwhelmed and I like have to really think about it.
Then there's my kids in the back seat. They read the menu, and one of my daughter likes the what she's having. Could I tell you what's in it? No. The other one likes the lime Ricky. I remember taking a drink. It just tastes like a lot of lime and Sprite.
So they just, so they have like a pre-made drinks that you can order from on the menu too?
Yeah, they have the flavors you just, and it's like a base, like a Sprite or a Coke or Dr. Pepper, and then they throw stuff in, and they've got cool fancy names. So yeah, you're gonna have to read that whole menu at some point.
I think that as a mom, you know, you're always trying to look for things to do with your kids and really make lasting memories. And since I mentioned I have older kids and I have younger kids, I have their sometimes I feel like I have two different families because the older kids are like, they're very similar and the younger ones aren't. But I look at all the memories and things that I did with my older kids, and we are also from California. So we did all the theme parks and things like that with them. But my younger kids have a different lifestyle. And I was thinking about them opening that Fizz, and then there's a Sodalicious near where they go to school. And I'm thinking that would be a really nice tradition to start. And I'm okay about doing like the smaller traditions. And
ours is a Friday thing. Like if we've had a good week, we've got up with no complaining, all the homework's been turned in, no late assignments. On Friday, my kids pick a treat. And it's typically Sodalicious or Fancy Freeze. Fancy Freeze does the little shakes. And so I maybe it will be a tradition they remember, you know, when they're older. Like, yeah, if we had a great week on Friday, mom took us to the soda shop.
That's a good question. What would my kids pick if I gave them a treat? You know where they would pick, actually?
Where?
Stella's.
Oh, you haven't been there yet.
Okay, so there's a few of them. There's one downtown. There's one in Indian Creek Village, I think, in Caldwell. And then there's one in Eagle on, it's on Eagle Road just north of Chinden. And it's, there's, I forget the name of the plaza. I think it's like Lakemore or something like that. And there's the Boise Juice Company is in there.
Okay.
There's Stella's. There's KB Burrito, Perspire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I definitely know where
that
is.
So there's all that in there. But they love Stella's.
Ooh, we got to try that. We'll have to add that to our Friday special.
I am going to give a little thing about Stella's. And they have a ice cream flavor that I have never seen outside of the state of Michigan. So, and I've asked,
what's
and they
the flavor?
It's called Blue Moon. And even when I was a little girl growing, because I grew up in Michigan, I didn't move to California until I was an adult. As a little girl, you couldn't get Blue Moon except in northern Michigan. So when I would go up north.
And what's the flavor?
Okay, so if I told you it was Superman, you would not know that either. It's so in Michigan, we have two flavors. It's called Superman and Blue Moon. And if you're from Michigan, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. But Blue Moon, they're like a maybe bubblegum flavor. I don't know.
Huh. I'm going to have to text my Michigan friends. See,
I'm going to Michigan this summer. Maybe I'll bring back a couple of pints of Superman and Blue Moon and we can taste those and see if Stella's taste the same. And then what I need to find out is somebody that is from Stella's. Are they from Michigan? I don't know. I just think that's a funny thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of the flavor Blue Moon, so that would be really interesting.
But just so you know, it's blue and it's got little pieces of white moons in it.
Okay, and we've got to see this now. All right, so we're adding Stella's to the list for sure. So yeah, the coffee shops, the soda shops. The other thing that was new to us in Idaho, I mean, it's not in California, is fry sauce.
Yum.
Everywhere we go, they offer fry sauce. And my kids just kind of, you know, had the blank stares. We didn't know what that was. And I think the first place we were offered was the Boise Fry Company because everyone talked about it. So we had to go there and try it.
And so how on earth did I live my whole life without fry sauce? Because I love it.
It's offered at quite a few places here in the Treasure Valley. What's your favorite?
Freddy's. But that makes me wonder, do they offer fry sauce at the Freddy's in California? I don't know, because I had never been to Freddy's until I moved to Idaho. I didn't even know. I guess I do know where there are Freddy's now, but I didn't realize it was a chain. I didn't know anything about it. And so,
yeah, I had never seen Freddy's till Idaho. I mean, I'm from Southern California, San Diego specifically, but I had never seen a Freddy's until
there's
Idaho.
One in Victorville.
Oh, there you go.
When you're coming back on the 15 from the high desert.
Okay.
So in case you're ever in California looking for a Freddy's, that's where one is. But I would be really curious to know if they have fry sauce other places. Boise Fry Company has really good fry sauce too, but they have like a million different sauces, which I am a sauce girl. So I want to have each fry in a different sauce and then I will rank them. So like I eat my food in the order that I like it.
Are you a last bite planner? Because I am.
Yes.
I'm a total last bite planner.
Okay, so I'm like that with my sauces too, though. So then I'll try them all, and then I arrange them that my favorite one will be the last one. And they have an aioli that's really good. I'm pretty sure it's like mayonnaise and garlic, just in case you were wondering like what the ingredients are. But it is the most delicious sauce. And then I have to laugh about the Boise Fry Company, too, because, of course, I had to go there and have, you know, Idaho potato and fries from Idaho. And then I thought about it. It's not like I haven't been eating Idaho potatoes my whole entire life.
Idaho produces most of the potatoes that are distributed throughout the U.S. So
in other states, there's commercials about Idaho potatoes. So, of course, we ate Idaho potatoes.
Yeah.
So that did make me laugh.
I mean, California, a big burger place is In-N-Out. And yes, Idahoans, I know they're a little, they don't know about the In-N-Out that's coming if they're ready to love it or hate it.
I want to say something about that.
But Idaho or In-N-Out, the fries, the potatoes are from Idaho.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Simplot.
So my kids went to school with the grandkids of the founder when we were in California. That's not like a name drop because we just lived in the middle of nowhere in kind of suburbia. So, but we lived in the part of Southern California where In-N-Out is from. So somebody asked me one time what I like about In-N-Out and why I'm excited for it to come to Idaho. I think it's really tasty. But what I really like about it is they had In-N-Out trucks. And we would go to these events that were not exactly what I would call fun events, like a jogathon in the hot sun all day long, or a soccer game that you're sitting there waiting forever for your match. And then the In-N-Out truck shows up. And then they're so fast. And just you're sitting outside in the sun, tortured by whatever event you're at, and there comes the In-N-Out truck to rescue you. So it's a nostalgia of that kind of
love. That's what I was going to say. It's more of a nostalgia thing. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, if you are from Southern California, or I guess it was bigger in Southern California, but they are opening locations in Arizona. They've got some in mm-hmm. Utah now.
We're going to get one in Nevada, in Las Vegas.
We're getting one here in Idaho. But it's just something I remember going with my grandparents. I mean, the whole thing is fresh burgers, fresh fries. And
actually, the fries aren't that good unless you eat them in the parking lot. Like,
yeah,
you take
they're
them
not
home,
good cold. They're no. not good cold. So, Idahoans, you're going to have to try In-N-Out. You be the judge. But
and I know Californians who don't like In-N-Out or don't think it's the best. For me, it was the nostalgia. And my kids really like it. So I'm excited for it to come to Idaho.
Yeah.
It feels like home. So now we've talked a little bit about food and coffee and drinks. There is one Idaho thing that has been my very favorite thing about Idaho. And that is the hot springs. So I had been to hot springs before I came here, and not that I had purposely done that, but it just had occurred. And then when I moved to Idaho and learned that we have the most natural hot springs that of anywhere in the U.S., I was bound and determined to go visit them all. I haven't gotten there yet, by the way. I've only gotten to like a handful.
And it's another thing. Idahoans are picky about the hot springs. So if you're going to the hot springs, don't post the location. Big no-no. People don't like that. They want it to be more secretive. Mm-hmm. But I will say I had my first hot springs experience with Julie. Mm-hmm. I get why she likes it. It was relaxing. I did feel like my skin just felt different when I got out. So I'm excited to take my kids, my husband. They both now want to give me a hard time because I went with you. Then I had a friend come to town, went to another one. So I've experienced two different ones. Both had totally different vibes, but mm-hmm. still super relaxing, serene, just beautiful.
And it's different than a hot tub. And the same. I mean, if you like a hot tub, you're really going to like the hot springs. And in regards to posting about the place, I think there's some more that are more secretive where they're your own hot springs. But there are ones that are commercial ones where somebody has built a business around it. You pay to get in, and it's
commercially
maintained.
Yeah, and they've got their Instagram. And I saw tag us on Instagram. Yeah. So there's definitely some commercial ones where they want people to come.
And there's other ones that are rustic, and I'll give Kirkham for an example, because there's a big sign on the road that says Kirkham this way. That is a natural hot springs that you kind of hike into. It's not even far. You hike a little ways into there. It's not publicly maintained. I mean, it might be maintained by the state, but it's not commercially maintained. But there's other ones that are like Kirkham that you just have to know where they are. And you can buy books on it. There's Facebook groups. And a lot of times they're giving like latitude and longitude directions. I mean, it's pretty not specific how to get there. Or you go down the trail, and then when you see this sign and bush, then you hike another quarter of a mile, and you hope you're going the right way.
Yeah, yeah. So no, there's so much to explore in Idaho. I mean, I feel like we're just barely scratching the surface.
Well,
and
we've got this list. So Jen and I are sitting here. We're looking at a list of things we want to talk about, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking of all these other things about, because what we wanted to talk about were things that were new to us in Idaho that maybe we weren't expecting, or that moms would know about. I'm going to tell you something that is not on our list, and I hadn't thought about this till just now. I didn't realize how many dirt roads are in Idaho. I'm from a city. I came from Detroit. I lived in Los Angeles. I lived in San Diego. I didn't know dirt roads still existed. I mean, I did, but not to the extent that they do in Idaho. That was a bit shocking to me.
Yeah, the first time I took my older daughter to a softball practice here, just going from Meridian to Nampa, for those of you that are in Idaho. And she just thought it was cool. She's like, Mom, we've literally gone from city to farmland mm-hmm. to, just so much scenery. So I feel like living here, people ask me, what do you love about Idaho? I said, I still feel like I have the city life, but then there's still this element of small town living. And I get that is why people, too many people are coming to Idaho, but for the most part, I think so many of us are coming here because we want the same thing. We want that small town feel, great schools, the more of the family life and community. I think so many people, especially after the pandemic, crave community.
I agree.
And that is one thing that I feel we really gained as a family. We have such a strong sense of community, from our softball community to our cheer community, just to the community that within our kids' school. Mm-hmm. And then my husband and I have even found this other kind of cool group that, you know, we've got this couples bunco group that, you know, when we walk in the door, we feel such a strong sense of community. And I really feel like that's what Idaho has to offer that people are coming in droves for. So
well, and
be proud, Idahoans. You've got something a lot of people want.
We came for the outdoors. We like to be outdoors and do things, and we want our kids to play outdoors. And in where we lived before, kids really didn't play outdoors.
No.
And this is terrible, but we did know all of our neighbors, and we had a great community where we came from. I adored my neighbors, and we adored all the kids, and the kids played together. But do you know how we got to know each other? Because we had our mailboxes broken into repeatedly, and so we kept having these neighborhood meetings to figure out what to do because we had a community mailbox. And so it was like a tragedy that had to bring us together. Otherwise, I probably would not have met my neighbors. I had lived in other neighborhoods before. Where I moved in Idaho, that was the thing. We know kids play outside. I did not feel like it was unsafe for my kids to play outside, and they love it. They can't wait to get outside. And my son, he's 12 now, and so he would have been 8 when we moved here. He really likes to fish. More than anybody else I know. I am not a fisher. My husband loves to fish. He adores fishing. When we were moving here, he's like, Mom, you're never going to have to buy dinner again.
Aww, I'm like, cute.
Okay. Because he was going to fish and catch fish for me every day. He has not succeeded.
Well, and there's a lot of places to fish. My daughter just went with some of the girls from the neighborhood, and they fished like in a little
you
pond.
You can fish at Settlers Pond. They stock it. Oh,
yeah.
So maybe you don't know this. Idaho Fish and Game stocks more trout in Idaho, and my husband told me it's like in the millions of how much trout is stocked in Idaho, more than anywhere else in the U.S. And then they post it on their website. So my husband and my son go to Idaho Fish and Game and look up which pond was most recently stocked, and they go and fish it. So like Settlers Pond will get stocked with 400 trout, or they Kleiner Pond gets shocked. And another thing Fishing Game does, which is really cool, is they do these fishing days where parents can come out with their kids and fish, and you don't need a fishing license, because normally you need a fishing license. They provide all the poles, so you don't need equipment, and you just have to go to their website, and it's a free thing that Idaho Fishing Game offers.
Super cool. I mean, again, something so unique to Idaho. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel like. You know, we live in a neighborhood, when our garage opens and scooters come out, the other garages start opening. Mm-hmm. Kids just start coming out and playing. And I mean, even our first week living here, we were in a rental, and my daughter came running through to get water, and so did 4 other kids. And I was just like, okay, do I need to meet your moms or what? It's just like, no, it's everyone just looks out for people's kids.
Yeah, I do appreciate the less helicopter parenting.
Because yes, I feel less. I had to get a little used to that. So.
Oh, see, and I did not enjoy doing that, and I felt obligated to be a helicopter parent that I didn't want to be. So I do love that I get to relax a bit and not feel the obligation of being that. And I get it. I mean, there's some things I'm a little bit neurotic about, but for the most part, I just love the way that my kids are able to interact. Now, we want to kind of keep the episode short enough that you can come back and listen and not be like, man, they blabbered on forever.
we
have a couple of things we wanted to give you, a couple of tips of
what
we've
learned.
Yeah,
let's wrap up with a tip.
But I know that there was one more thing we wanted to mention, and that was about the thing that we find on every corner here in Idaho in the summertime, since it's summer now.
Yeah. Snow cone shops. They're huge. And you can order them different ways. You can get ice cream in them.
It's like the soda shops. So it's like the summertime soda shop.
Yeah.
And the kids bike to them. They're like these tiny little shacks.
And the lines are always long.
Yeah, that is definitely different. I have seen snow cone places before, but not to the extent that they are in Idaho. So if you are an Idahoan leaving the state of Idaho expecting to find a snow cone shop, you won't. So don't try.
Yeah, that's a unique to Idaho. Yeah, so, okay, a tip. If you want to get your hands on the Dutch Bros stickers, it's taken me a little bit to learn because, you know, my daughter really needed to have one because every other kid at middle school has one. They only give them out on the 1st and they go pretty quick. So if you want to get one, you got to get there at like 6, 7 a.m. in the morning before school. I've also learned that is why the line is so long. So the one closest to us is the one on Linder, and it's all those Rocky Mountain High School kids, I think, in line to get their Dutch Bros sticker. Luckily, my 5 a.m. gym buddy here, Julie, and I get up pretty early, so my daughter's got me going on the 1st on the way home from the gym to get her a Touch Bros sticker.
She's a good mom. Okay, so I have a question about the stickers, though. Maybe you know this. Do they have stickers the rest of the month?
No.
Once they run out, they don't have.
You can't buy them. Okay. So that's the big deal why the kids trade them. Mm. So, like, a kid had come to school and she had one month's worth. I think it's maybe per drinks that you order.
I see.
My husband's a big iced tea fan, so I came home with like two mediums because then I got two stickers, one for each kid.
Okay, I might have to just try it out because they're building a new Dutch Bros. So in case you don't know, we live on the west side. So for those of you who live on the east side and we're talking about all these things you've never heard of, I'm really sorry. Now you can come visit us. You can come be a mom on the west side of the Treasure Valley.
Yeah.
And we'll have to get over to the east side and learn a little bit more about those. So my tip has to do with the hot springs. So one of the things, if you're going to visit an outdoor hot spring where you've gotten on Facebook and found a location or somebody's told you a location, here's something to be aware of. People might be naked. So there are some different schools of thought why you should be nude in the hot springs. I'm going to be taking children. I'm not going to be naked. So if you want to be naked, that's up to you and your family. You guys do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. But when we have visited hot springs, we try to be the first to see the spring just in case there is somebody. And just so you know, I have experienced it. There have been nude people in the hot springs. And my 7-year-old was thankfully, 10 yards behind us where we said, oh, we're going to turn around. So that was definitely something to watch out for. And I wasn't sure that it was a real thing. And because people had warned me, I learned it's a real thing.
Awesome. So those are our tips for you this week. We will be back next week. And for all of you Californians that have moved to Idaho, we're going to have some things you should know as a Californian moving to Idaho.
And if you're from somewhere else, I think you might find them applicable as well.